This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is budget day over in the UK. Not typically a big news story over here. We've got budget problems of our own, right? But one noted American commentator was surely watching closely. Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize winner, professor of economics at Princeton University, and a stern critic of the way the British economy has been managed of late. Thing is, some Brits are none too fond of him either, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London.
Paul Krugman wrote a best-selling book, End This Depression Now. In it, he argues that Europeans, including the Brits, are obsessed with austerity, and they're driving their economies into a death spiral, cutting public spending when they should be doing the opposite and boosting growth.
The British economy, like the US economy, but more so, needs to push public investment back up. It needs to spend more because this is a special time. This is a once-in-three-generations economic crisis, and it's not a time to be penny-pinching.
In fact, Krugman argues what the Brits have been doing to cut their debt is completely counterproductive.
Austerity shrinks the economy, shrinks revenues, does long-run damage. What we know is that austerity is very likely to actually worsen the debt position.
He says the British government should borrow more to spend more to spark up the economy. British Finance Minister Matthew Hancock dismisses that as nonsensical.
We have a massive borrowing problem. We have over-leveraged banks and they're a drag on the economy. And the argument put that you can borrow your way out of debt doesn't make sense.
The government and its supporters concede that the deficit reduction plan has hit a sticky patch. They admit that growth has faltered. But they deny that has anything to do with austerity. Economist Andrew Sentence.
The reason that the economy has been weak is not primarily due to the austerity program of the government. It's mainly due to the fact that our main export markets in Europe have been weak.
With the US sequester, this issue may soon fetch up on American shores. Philip Booth of the Institute of Economic Affairs says the omens are good. He feels that the US, with its flexible economy, may weather the coming austerity better than the Brits.
You would expect the US economy to respond pretty well when the government reduces its spending, so that private sector jobs and private sector growth replaced public sector activity pretty quickly.
But Paul Krugman may not reach the same conclusion if austerity takes hold in his own backyard. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.